This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Lynn Neary. If you're shopping for a car this holiday season, you may be in for a pleasant surprise. Thousands of dealers are remodeling their aging facilities, adding better lighting, cozy lounges, and offering free drinks and snacks. Many of the projects are being pushed by car makers who hope that sleek-looking showrooms will lead to more sales. Aaron Toner of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
Summers Buick GMC, just north of Milwaukee, has been completely remodeled, though by design, it's largely indistinguishable from many other GM showrooms. Owner Wally Summer says one key element is his bold new entryway featuring tall beams and an arched overhang.
You'll also see that on a Chevrolet store or a Cadillac store, and it's a modern look, and it had a consistent look across the country. So nicely designed, I think. We've gotten a lot of compliments on it, and we didn't have anything to do with the design.
Summer says most of the upgrades were dictated by General Motors, even down to the paint colors, the floor tiles, and the type of chairs and desks. Think McDonald's or Starbucks. The one in your neighborhood likely looks just like the one in mine. Summer says the renovation, plus a brand new Subaru showroom next door, cost him a few million dollars, and he hopes the investment will give him an edge.
We need to take sales from someone else, so we need to be better in terms of our facilities and our operations than everybody else in the marketplace.
Summers is one of thousands of dealers who signed up for General Motors' branding program. GM spokesman Tom Henderson says the goal is to update 60s and 70s era showrooms.
We want a very common theme across all of the media that our dealers present to our customers. And then, you know, we want the facilities to look and feel like, for example, the Chevrolet brand does across the country. So a customer, they will see a dealership and they'll say, ah, that's Chevrolet.
Henderson stresses that the program is voluntary, but says dealers who do participate get financial assistance from GM. Other manufacturers, such as Subaru, Honda, and Ford, also offer incentives for remodeling projects. While many dealers are making the costly upgrades, some are resisting. Jim Tolkien is president of the Automobile Dealers Association of Mega Milwaukee.
Most of them are dealers that have recently done remodels, we'll say within the last 5 or 6 years, and the manufacturers are still pressuring them to make additional changes like different glass, different tile, different furniture.
Tolkien says dealers who don't take part are potentially at a disadvantage because they don't get cash or other incentives that they can pass on to customers, making their prices less competitive.
Tom, come to the showroom.
My name is Tom Horder. I'm the president of Horder Chevrolet in Mequonago, Wisconsin.
Horder's dealership is a blast from the past. The walls are covered in dark wood paneling, and there's a drop ceiling overhead with unflattering fluorescent lighting. Horder has thought for years about renovating, but says he's not so sure that if he builds it, buyers will come.
There's no guarantee if you put up a new modern facilities and spend $3 million that you're going to double your income to pay for the building.
Horder says he'll probably hold out for a little while longer, but acknowledges that his dealership can't stay stuck in the 70s forever. He knows that fancy furniture, modern lighting, and free Wi-Fi may help him lure in customers who are willing to travel outside his little town for a good deal. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Toner in Milwaukee.